He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves the praise. We magnify his name. We give you glory. We give adoration unto you, Lord. And you may cast a sedan cowardin, a yin cowardin. One so in one care bear day. And you've been a chassia, a fena chassia. And so you're training a woman in a rade. And you won't febby. And yes, it could be a wild woman home of Brahma and so. Or they are chair a rade and you may. A rade a cast a sedan cowardin, a yin cowardin. And I send cowardin to some cowardin and you may. Erawas. My brother Isaac, just see everyone pay it. You made the national in some way.
Yen era de Yesu Christo. Yen pie boy na near the aye and yum tree. Sera de and o quarry. Na a change ye bea and new home. Sera de, I won't I saw ye moon. Era de, I won't I was say a yare. Era de, I won't I boy a home buying. Era de, dear and ye wa, ye won't I would demy. Aseda, aye ye and tonton, come for and cowardin. Ya why am I ready and you saw na a fair into Rade and Cram Cray da was say. Ebusier Radia you are ye. Radi a sorry a show within when ye din ye. I ain't come with ye radi. Yam pie bonus say radi we are mob bot. Na fay and fum so in a chay radi. Am I in default when you want the papa bear radi with the ayamay? We name we as be radi yeti. Ye be a nyan ye who be a radi a chua de. Ye be a swan yet ye be a radi a chua de. The straws a radi we are mobile. Now more general radi and demay radi. Not tea a home was subain pierre and sir and fata radi. Ye fee a wusumwa and ye dear si. Radi why ye be pay radi. E di kan fo a radio mu di enim wo yo mo adom erade wo ma mu e di ye wa sam erade kodum pempenso a erade omo ampese omo di wiase bibia ba sesa wa sam erade man kan yesu yendu sam pempenso erade se wa sam e ba sumu ye bosi bibia ada wa se te jae e chie mu di sha won sa Owa botaba ko pema ye rade se obesiesie ye na waje ye nkwa ye sros abra wasam ebe ye rade siesie ye akoma ne mfa nje wasam sana rade kasafo mu rade ye renfi ye nua no mo nam kwan so eba sha wonsa rade a wey aduma wodi ebedu ye hu omu ina mobo no fo mu ina bedu asumdwe mu ya ya krado se rade ye betie wasam ne de abobra de a sha wodi anwiam Yahweh in a first show, one Cassodian, you know, Jesus Christ in the bonfire. Amen.
Shall we give a clap of offering unto Jesus? Oh, bonsim. Amen and amen. Give him number 141. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing by the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing by the blood. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me fine. That's no, I'm fine. I know nothing but the blood. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me fine. That's no other fine. I know nothing by the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this I see, him by thy blood. Oh, for my pardon is my blood, not him by thy blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious is that flow that makes me white. Oh, no, how I find, I know nothing but the blood. Said nothing can for the sin and told. Nothing by the blood of Jesus. That all good that I have done. Nothing by the blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious is the flow. Oh, no. I know nothing but the blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious is the flow. Oh, no, I know. Power, on life work, power in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, on life work, power in the precious blood. Oh, there is power, on life work, oh, in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, on thy work and power, in the precious blood. Oh, there is, oh, in the blood of the Lord, there is power, all thy work and power, in the precious blood of the Lord. Oh, alas, and did my Savior bleed, and in my suffering die. Oh, it devote thy sacrifice for such a home. At the cross, when I first saw the Lamb, and at the bearings of my heart, rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am at the cross. And I bear it up my heart, run away, just there. At the cross, hey, what a lie. And I bear it up my heart, run away, just there. By faith I receive my sight, and I was it for dreams that I have them. He grew upon that dream. Amazing beating grace unknown and love beyond thee. Oh, at a cross, oh, at a cross, when I first saw the light, and the baddest of my heart rode away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk with a heavenly
song and a smile in my way. Hallelujah, as I walk with a heavenly love, oh, let me go on a while with a song and a smile in my way. Oh, let me walk, bless the Lord, in the way of our God, lead us straight to the light. Oh, give me shine everywhere, to the sun and the Lord, fill my way every day. Fill my way, fill my way. Oh, hallelujah, as I walk with a heavenly light. Oh, let me go on a while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, hallelujah, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, oh, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Holy Billy,
Ele. Holy, believe. Holy, believe. All things are possible. Sing Holy Believe once more. Holy Believe. Holy Believe. Heart is possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Oh, tis possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. Lord, I
Lord, send some more Elijahs to pray the fire down. To pray the fire, also send the rain to heal the sick and raise the dead. Glorify the name. I would like to hear Elijah pray again. Oh, send some more Elijahs to pray the fire down, to pray the fire, also send the rain to heal the sick and raise the dead. Glorify the name. I would like to hear Elijah pray again. Hallelujah! Heal the sick, raise the dead, glorify the name. I would like to hear Elijah pray again. Now let's sing it together. Send some more Elijahs to pray the fire down. To pray the fire, also send the rain to heal the sick and raise the dead. Glorify the name. I would like to hear Elijah pray again. Hallelujah. How many would like to hear Elijah pray again tonight? I want to thank God that he's a strength giver. He gives strength when there is perfectly perfect weakness. Shall we bow heads? Eternal Heavenly Father, giver of rain, giver of fresh air, giver of mercy, we thank you tonight for gathering us around the world at this evening time. Lord, in the Garden of Eden,
It was at the evening time that you visited your son A, your son Adam and his wife. The cool of the day. It is another evening time, and your children have gathered. Visit us in your word and strengthen our faith. Forgive us of our foolish ways. And O Lord, have mercy upon us. Not only upon those who have been able to gather, but upon everyone else that will be hearing us tonight. According to our riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for bringing you around tonight. His grace and mercy is keeping us. So many things are happening concurrently that it's almost like these days every church will have to take care of their own problems. This weekend, whereas we have a wedding here tomorrow afternoon, we have a funeral at Mampong Church, another funeral at Gabin Church. We were expected to go and help them. But we also have a program. And sometimes the problem that comes is that they don't consult so that the days will not coincide. That is the problem. Otherwise, if things were done in a way that three things will not be happening concurrently, then we will be able to help.
For
your information, anytime a believer passes away in our church, for example, the church officers, we consult with the family people to get the most appropriate time for the funeral. That is why it does not often coincide with other activities, because there has to be a meeting between the church family and the natural family or biological family of the
deceased.
Tonight, I want us to have a short, we want to have a study around the ministry of Elijah the prophet. The first time we hear of Elijah the prophet is in 1 Kings chapter 17. So open in your Bibles with me and we go to 1 Kings chapter 17, please, in the Old Testament, not the New. Elijah the prophet. We don't know his mother's name. We don't know his father's name. We know his name and we only read around his ministry. The story of Elijah begins in 1 Kings chapter 17. We hear of him. And it was during the reign of Ahab, the king of Israel. Ahab, the king of Israel. Ahab, being an Israelite, had gone to marry, contrary to the word of God, he had gone to marry Jezebel, the daughter of a priest, a false priest called Ethbaal.
Nah, ahaba wey Israel hene no. Nah, when di nyango pon asem so into akwako ware, konfo bi baba. Ah. Enyina nyango pon asem so.
That man was F. Baal. That was his name.
Ana di din no ne Baal.
Now he succeeded to the throne as the priest of his country by killing his predecessor. So Jezebel was the daughter of a murderer. And you know, the law of God is that he will visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate him. So many of us go through difficulties because of what our forefathers did behind before we were born. Israel used to be one nation made of the 12 tribes of Israel or 12 sons of Jacob. They together constituted Israel, the country called Israel or the nation called Israel.
My Israel, no, na ye Jacob, I say, yeah.
But because they did not stay with the word of the Lord, a division was drawn between them.
So when I'm saying,
and it was in the days of King Solomon, after the death of King Solomon, that the nation was divided into two. 10 tribes maintained the name of Israel, and 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, also retained the name Judah.
Enti emuche mienu obusunyako odu no dia omo no na Israel man na da so da omo so na Judah ne Benjamin so dia omo mienu no fa omo din ebe ye.
So the 10 tribes in the northern part of the map of Israel, the 10 tribes, they had Samaria for their capital, and the 2 tribes had Jerusalem, the old capital of the whole nation. They retained it. So Judah retained Jerusalem, whilst Samaria was the capital of Israel.
Israel,
the 10 tribes.
Jerusalem, Ebeye, Omo, Krupon, Nafi. Judah and Sono, Diano, Ebeye, Samaria.
So they had different kings.
No more, Ahimfo.
And they pursued different agenda, even though there was one law governing or controlling the entire nation.
Omo say, no, Mraba Kun, Ena, or Ewain, Omo de Ewain, or Mining in Adia, Nanswa, no more war.
When Jezebel came on the throne, she started killing God's prophets. So some prophets compromised on the word of the Lord and they were eating on Jezebel's table. But Elijah was not one of them. It was at this time that we hear of the name Elijah. So we read, and Elijah the Tishbite, no background, nothing. All what we hear, Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain 3 years, but according to my word. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is bini Elia of free Gilead, etubura for mu eka kire Ahab se se Israel nyankopon a jina na nim etiasie yi obosuo ana osuo ento mfie yi mu gise na masem so.
Wow, what a man full of confidence.
Onipa kokodro she na masay kokodro for pa.
He was so one with Jehovah that he could speak the mind of God.
May
the Lord bless you. Take your seat. We are studying the life of the prophet Elijah.
Said the account
That means if you prophesy danger or evil over your country, you also be a partaker of the same. There'll be neither dew nor rain till I call for it. So when there was no rain, and Elijah also was part of the suffering, it came to him as well. From the message of the hour, Elijah's anointing will work 5 different times in the Bible. The first time was in the days of Ahab and Jezebel that we have just introduced. And in
2
Kings chapter 2, when Elijah was going up, Elisha followed him. And he got a double portion of Elijah's anointing.
And
when Elisha died, years later, his anointing came upon John the Baptist.
Elisa ni wetre ino. Ngosra no eba Yohane suboni so.
And we read of John the Baptist ministry in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 down.
Yohane suboni ne sumu juma no yakenkan no Malachi nguma no etimiensa eho.
He was to come before the Messiah to introduce the day of grace, not the day of vengeance or day of judgment.
We see
the characteristics of the Elijah anointing manifesting first on Elijah himself, then twice on Elisha, and on the ministry of John the Baptist. Now, after John the Baptist, that anointing is to come upon the Gentile bride to restore the faith of our fathers.
After Yohane Suboni wechre no, sangu sraya ikwase ba, aye amama mufo ayifro no, na afe die ediensu eko ejanum titijidie ni mu.
Mind you, God always send his word to those who are expecting him. The reason why we had to have an Elijah in our day is because the Gentiles are the one expecting Christ to return. The Jews rejected him. When they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel was turned to us Gentiles. So God has to send Elijah to call a Gentile bride to understand our Gentile Elijah's ministry. We have to go to the first Elijah's ministry. That's why we are going to look at it again. Elijah's ministry always turn the people away from all kinds of idolatrous practices unto the living God. The reason why Elijah prayed to God to block rains, even dew fall, was because of the sins that were being committed in Israel. And he had to stand solid for the glory of God in his day. God will never lack a witness. No matter how bad the world will get, no matter how dark the world will get, God will always have a true witness.
Amen.
And found in Sandy, you are see Bonnie Besheta, and found in Sandy, soon Becata, you are so. Sandy, Tia, Yakupon.
Even in Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a Lot. And Lot's two daughters were virgins.
In Sodom and Gomorrah, and found a Bonnie, don't do an Alcoswano, not Lot be a ho, and your uncle, not the mammy Bam, you know, so ha, or me yet Mabuno.
According to the book of Jude, the righteous soul of Lot was vexed in him continually as he heard the sins and saw the sins being committed in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Lot abrano Sodom and Gomorrah no na ne kraa ye ahote kraa no na fe ne ho kentene no ohwe boni ana ekoso ho ha na ne ho yira no ewo no otewu ni so.
The ministry of Elijah, the first Elijah, was one full of the supernatural. I want you to follow very closely, please. Don't miss any word. We found out that when he had decreed that there should be no rain, not even dew, until he had called for it, God hid him away by a brook called Cherith.
Ain't you know? You want to say, Abra,
whilst there, God sent crows to go and feed him, or raven to go and feed him. How the crow could locate the prophet by the brook is amazing. He had hidden himself because Jezebel was hunting to kill him. No matter how righteous you live, somebody is going to be annoyed with your life and persecute you for nothing. So Jezebel hated Elijah for nothing. But God took care of him. God sent this raven to bring him breakfast and to bring him dinner. And he drank from the brook. I don't know how the Anene, that raven, could cook and bring him food. Brought him food twice in a day.
I mean, Mara Fakuana, then you call one a Diani now for we at the Bre, Diffuelia, Fakua Hintaho, Abani di Emprino da Crono, meaning Fakuana, one a Diano.
And then when the brook dried up because of the extensive drought, God took him away and said, I have appointed a widow woman to take care of you.
One
would think that widow woman will have plenty and to spare. But by the time Elijah got to her in Zarephath, she had the last meal for herself and for her son to eat and die.
Kobi be susu se se Yankopon aka se ma share o ba kunani so hwe o de e na o ba no o wode ani ebusu e woni fie na so anet sa o ko ye ra ke se aka na de ani asika kra bi a ba ko afi na one ne be be di na ne o ma pe wo bi ewo en so no na Yankopon se ma share ne se o hwe o.
That woman was gathering two sticks
to ba kunani na o pe ma ba mi
to cross them over
afi wa kan
and prepare her last meal and die
afi. Elijah
spotted the woman. How did he know she was the woman? There is a special attraction between a true servant of God and another believer.
It's brilliant. Yo, baby, I can't. Nyango pon ti for mapa na nyango pon akua mapa. Any ojidi ni mapa biya bibu ha. I can't.
Have you ever met somebody in your life that you never knew, but as soon as you met, it looked as if you had been together for so many years?
When you ask your honey be pain, say obu wa uni mne da. And so she ano preko pena na ese. You uni mne fe bebe bebe aso yonku wa uni mne da 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 da.
You know, oftentimes when people came in the prayer line in Brother Branham's ministry, when he was under the heavy anointing of the Holy Spirit, he will look at the person, say, "You are a Christian." It doesn't matter what church that person attended. The pillar of fire identified the believer or the unbeliever.
So oja fedo wono etimi yi ehu se weni gidi ni na
weni. You are a believer.
I say wo yo
gidi. I see the light around you.
We hu se oja na atwa ho asia.
He said the reason I know is that you have a welcome spirit.
Honhom na wo mu no eyema tu wa ye honhom pa.
The deep calling forth to the deep.
Etina ebunu frena na ebunu ejeso.
There is a special link between a true believer spirit and another true believer spirit. They work together. Bride cannot persecute bride.
Amen. Ti kaka bi ada gidi ni ene ne yonko gidi ni ntam. Ti entimi ma da se ayefro ebe tie ne yonko ayefro. Ensi.
Somebody has a wrong spirit. That's why there can be a conflict between two believers. When we all come under the same anointing, there is always unity.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that is what it was. As soon as Elijah met the woman, the Holy Spirit told him, that is her. Sister, go and fetch me some water. And when she was going, wait a minute, and bake me some cake too. He said, then she stopped. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, as your God lives, all that I have is a handful of meal and a little cruse of oil. But the ministry of Elijah is always a supernatural ministry.
Amen. That's Elijah. Is
that you bake me the cake first? Did you hear that? Bake me the cake first. Well, let me read what the woman said. She said, as the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, that's verse 12. And behold, I am gathering two sticks. See, two sticks, the cross. That I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die.
Amen. Now, Obano can say, now, or say, say, a radu in Yango Pontias ye. Atu dia bia eni min sam. Che esichire sam in sam ma. Ewo kuru wa mu. Ene enu kakra ewo pori mu. Na he. Me pe ma ba mi enu bi mako mako tun. Na mene me ba edi na ye wu.
Oh my. God sent the prophet to the right place and the right person. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto her, said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. The thing was enough for her and her son. Even it wasn't enough, but you make me first, and then you go and beg for yourself and for your son.
Amen.
That woman could have debated, but somehow, see, God will never lead you to the wrong person. God had prepared that woman in advance for that special visitation. How do you know if God has not chosen you to fulfill a divine purpose? And sometimes God is laying it on your heart to do something, not that you have it in abundance, but He wants you to sacrifice so that He will bless you. If that woman ever thought that God wanted her to die by taking from her the little food she had, maybe she would never have done it. But somehow, in her soul, she believed that man was a spiritual man.
Amen.
And therefore, God would never ask her to do something, amen, without rewarding her for it.
Amen.
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 It is not like that rich young ruler. When he came to the Lord Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him what to do. He went back away sad because he had no revelation of who it was that spoke to him.
Spoke to him.
If he had a revelation of who it was that told him to do it, he would have hurriedly done it. Oh, how different this widow woman was from this other rich young ruler. Amen.
Amen.
As I said earlier on, God will never send him to the wrong person. So what did Elijah tell the woman? Let's jump over to verse 18 quickly. 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings, we have is chapter 17 here. What did he say? He said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God, O thou... Not this one, please. Okay. So, Elijah told her, go and bake me cake first.
See, Elijah catched her and said, "Ko, now from no ko, to me me dear mama."
And the woman complained, "You go and bake me, give God the first place.
Ain't you know?
Let him have preeminence."
Bibia munu wana mo bia manyango pon dia na enya kane.
So she obeyed.
Into your city.
The secret of all power with God is obedience. Humility in obedience. So when she did, the Bible says for 3.5 years, throughout the entire season of the drought and famine, that woman and her household and Elijah, they ate every day.
Amen.
And the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which is spake by Elijah. What do we learn from that? If you obey God, and act in accordance with his word, there is no way you will lose. Amen.
Amen.
In Mark, I believe it was Mark chapter 10, the disciples, Peter and the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, what shall we who have followed you get? We were forsaking all to follow you. What shall we get? He said, there is no man, no woman, nobody that has forsaken father, mother, wife, husband, children, lands for my sake and for the gospel's sake that will not have 100 times of everything they have given up for my sake. On earth with persecutions, and in the next world, eternal life. So she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he, that's verse 15, 1 Kings 17, verse 15. And she and he and her house did eat many days.
Amen.
Would you shout amen?
Amen.
Now, remember, the food was enough for her and her son to eat and die. But by obeying God's word, that little food took care of them, the entire family. Many, many, many days.
Amen.
Let me encourage you, step out in faith and obey God. Don't worry about whatever will happen. God will take care of you. So many things happen in between. Elijah had brought this boy back to life, raised the dead. God used Elijah to do so many supernatural things. He even multiplied food for people. But I want us to go back to 1 Kings chapter 18. I'll go forward to 1 Kings chapter 18, the supernatural challenge. When Elijah had pronounced that curse on the nation, he was hiding away. We all remember how he was hiding away in the cave. And the Lord met him in the cave. Not through the earthquake, wind, and fire, no. By a still small voice, Elijah, what are you doing here? Say, Lord, they have killed all your prophets, and I'm the only one left. But even me, they are hunting my life to take away. And what did the Lord tell Elijah? The Lord, told Elijah, who tells you that you are the only one left? You know, in this life, oftentimes we get to a place where we feel that we are the only believers. Churches, sometimes people in their little groups feel that they are the only true believers. Everybody is false. You should listen to how Brother Branham will speak so well of Oral Roberts and T.L. Osborne and say, God has got many powerful servants.
William Branham, Osikasafa, Oral Roberts, and T.L. Osborne, any asofun kaibi ho, Osinyanko pon, Amasanko fuin, Osra, Omu ka asempa, Ahwadin, Eso.
He spoke very well of Billy Graham. He said, nobody preaches repentance better than Billy Graham does. us.
Billy Graham so okan ho sempa se obi ani ho se ba sempa e fa agin sa kire ho a obi ani ho a wo hu se oka sempa na kese et se.
Brother Branham recognized the grace of God upon other people's lives.
Ti Bara Branham oni Branham nyagopon adum a na wo nkofu obi so no.
If we truly are following in the footprints of this prophet of God, we should watch how he related to people. He really lived what he preached. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the next time we hear of Elijah, When the famine, the drought led to extreme famine, and everybody was blaming Elijah for what had happened because he pronounced it and they heard it.
Jafi esati Elia in Cambio no na ope sierno adi al komke sier pan abasa si so no mu yina zu hunim se adi ya sier die Elia ene nam no so bai so abra o se san komo no omoti o masum.
So, what did the king do? They sent CIAs and all kinds of intelligent personnel to hunt for him and bring him to book. So, they were looking for him everywhere. Reverend, I was reading and the prophet of God made this powerful statement. Listen closely. He said, do you know that you as a believer, you can so live in the presence and power of the Lord that the devil wouldn't know what to do with you?
No, dear for us, some more can say, say, oh, why are you doing it? Unim, so it's my ball, bro, and I'm going to point him, I feel some crown, but oh, you don't find you'll be one.
You know, Satan troubled Job and did everything the Lord gave. The Lord has taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. He confused the devil. What else should I do to Job?
Was out to share Job so, or couldn't man a Japadian? I don't know. That's all. Job will be an annoyance. Ah, rather than the mammy on one wagia.
Please enter into the spiritual state where you never allow your spirit to be perverted, contaminated by bitterness, by anything anybody would do. And no matter what they do, they will fail.
Amen.
And never wish the destruction of the worst enemy that will ever attack you. Never wish it. And I'm speaking practically. Because I tell you, friends, I've been through all kinds of situations. The Lord Jesus. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry. The Lord Jesus said, they hated me without a cause.
If you are a
true believer, you will be hated without a cause. But God is expecting you to maintain a pure heart. Regardless. And never give up on anybody. Even your own children, never give up on them, no matter how bad they get. Because if you give up on them, you are surrendering them to the devil. No matter how long it takes, keep pleading the blood over them. Keep pleading the blood over them. Keep praying and interceding for them. Maybe you will die before your prayers will take effect, but God will someday, some way, answer your prayers. Elijah was hiding away, and the Lord of God spoke to him and said, Elijah, Go and make yourself known to Ahab, and I'm going to do something with you. One of the servants in the palace of Ahab was called
Obadiah.
It is so strange that Obadiah could be a godly man even in an ungodly government.
So Obadiah, no ye unyame sum ni pa e wom se na mamua no wom wo ne de na enyame sum nse se bia ni nanswa no ye unyame sum.
Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Can you imagine somebody having an appointment in the government of Jezebel and Ahab and still maintained his testimony as a godly man of God, child of the Most High?
Obadiah, he feared womo abosomsom okoswa ninyinaamu no nanso a Obadiah wanjemu da. No, that's why you'll be a osuro nyankopon yie pa.
You may come from the worst kind of pagan family, but can still be the most godly child of God. It's your choice.
Ebia ofia ofrimu no abosomsom pa na fapim anyho nanso a
Gideon's father was an idol worshiper, but God called Gideon and he broke his father's idols.
Gideon,
Obadiah met Elijah.
Obadiah, okosia Elia.
And Obadiah went, Elijah told Obadiah to go and tell Ahab that he had met Elijah, and that Elijah was ready to meet with him.
Enti Elia eden krama Obadiah say onko onko kachire ni ura Ahab say wahuno.
He said, do you want my head to be cut off? I want you to know that despite all what is going on, I have fed 7,000 children of the Most High God. I have taken care of 7,000 believers.
He said, who said, I'm found the echo swing in Emuno, Yango Pontias, if one of Emma.
And do you want Ahab to cut my head off by going to tell him I've met you, and then when I come, the Lord will whisk you away on a whirlwind, and I'll not find you, and they will take my head for it? He said, no, I won't do that. You just tell him. Amen.
Oh, Amen.
But he said, no, I will not do that. So Elijah met with Ahab. And when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? So Ahab was blaming Elijah and his ministry for whatever was going on in Israel.
Ahab
Do you know that the reason why it's still raining is because of the bride of Christ still on earth?
Amen.
And if ever a punishment comes on a nation, oftentimes it will be because they have rejected the counsel of God. Now give me that verse. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and thou hast followed Balaam. So each one was blaming the other. Because Elijah was so confident he was on the Lord's side, he could now propose a supernatural solution. Go, gather all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and all the prophets of Balaam, 400 of them, gather all of them, and meet me on Mount Carmel. There's a supernatural proposition.
Suma, Uncle Bob, Israel, Yinano, Emra, Carmel, Beposo, any Baal, a deal for Ahanan, Edionumno,
those prophets were eating on Jezebel's table. And today, many prophets are eating on Jezebel's table. The Jezebel anointing on them.
Jezebel, a ponoso, and nobody did. And then swear, and Nipa bebring Uncle Ponqua bebe, Jezebel, and Wasra, and Asra Asha Mama.
Now give me verse 20. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And we all know the rest of the story. To cut down the time, I will narrate the rest of the story. Elijah said, you set your altar first, kill your sacrifice first, and the challenge is this. The God that can send fire to consume the sacrifice that you each party presents, let him be the Lord God that all the nation will worship. Deal? They said, deal.
Ilia, to my mom, say, Moni can see my four butchia. Now, if my four years on Munsi, and I'm on fan to swore. Now, if you miss me, Yamedia, now, Unyamia, Obetiame, or Jack Ababasia for Yano, or no, and you never saw
one of my friends. We have to have confidence before the living God. That if we face some challenges, accusations, and things, we should be able to challenge people on the supernatural level.
Amen.
At a level that no man can interfere or deny.
Amen.
We have to have so much confidence we are on the Lord's side that we will not fear to propose a supernatural solution.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
So the people said, dear. They said, it is well spoken. They were already fire dancers.
Call all the fire dancers, assemble them here.
So, friends, we all know they dance from morning till evening, they cut themselves, acrobatic displays. Somersaulting like happened here in Kumasi, how people tear a fowl and drink the blood, and each one demonstrating this and demonstrating that. But the issue is, just call the fire down. That's all we want. Not all the dramatic displays. You can jump up and somersault 200 times, but that's not what we are looking for. Call the fire down.
Amen. Tia fed ye, if you don't know, pa, oh, my come, I tia kukoti, a kaway, a omu yankoya, pia. I fed ring him, rebre, this one, oh, my come, what kaka, a janima, dear, here, pan, a jano, omu ye, frigia, manimra, a giant yama.
Elijah started mocking at them.
I fed ye.
Baby, travel so jump higher and somersault more and display more.
Yes,
come
I said,
and see, a compa, a sapa will be to me sunning and no check it. And all of those dramatic displays went on. The fire never came. So when it got to the evening time, it got to the turn of Elijah.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Elijah did not rush. He gathered the 12 stones and laid them in order. And then he put the firewood on top. Then he killed the sacrifice. Then he asked the people to dig a trench around the sacrifice. And then pour water.
Mm.
Pour more.
Mm.
Pour more and let it soak the sacrifice. And the people were so happy that Elijah was making it almost impossible for the fire to fall.
Amen.
He was complicating things so that even if the fire fell, the water would quench the fire.
Mm.
So they were happy.
Afi, and you mribo muno, Elia wan pepre no hon. De mu muno, obwa bwa, na bwa no edunum, edum yenu. Na afi edia, odia nyine eguso. Na afi edia, okuma forie, na ode toso. Na anka omani suwa, osidabi. Afi edia, muntu amana emfa sa forie hu. Na afi edia, mun sensuo emfa ngu mukyong. Ti ya omu din suwa yugu mwase, omu fa binka wana afi nipa isi. Ah, edia na brenti ya yei. Ese wa edia, ejane bampa, ensuwe ebedum jayi.
Look at verse 36. I love it. Verse 36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. At the evening time, it shall be light. Zechariah 14 and verse 7. At the offering of the evening sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have the evening light messenger. Evening time messenger. Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word.
Amen.
Oh, we are believer. I'm a bone. Sam Noah can say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, how can you be sitting down quiet after reading a thing like that? Mm. What?
Now for a boy, a bremuno, Odifu Elia Ekipini, no can say, Eurade, Abraham, and Isaac, and Israel, Yankupon. And eh, my own who say, Una one o Yankupon Israel mu na mene wakua na wasem so ena mayo adie yinina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 37. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again.
Amen.
Can you see the ministry of Elijah turning the heart of the children back to that of the fathers? That has turned their heart what? Back again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jemeso, Erade, Jemeso. No man ye in Hunu say, what Erade and your Yanko Pong? I want so one ma one akuma asan exiri ababio.
So you see, Elijah ministry is restoration.
Ain't he?
Bringing people back to the faith of our fathers.
Elia, listen, you mano, a de nipa esan eba omu e janum e jidi enemu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. So Elijah's ministry is restoration of the original. Turning our heart, we believe with the heart, turning our heart back again. And let's continue and see what God did in answer to that prayer. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consume the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
Mm.
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
Amen.
Listen, friends. This entire message should never lose its supernatural element. As soon as we leave the supernatural element out, we have kicked out the message. The gospel is not in word only, but in the supernatural. So you have been invited into Elijah ministry of the supernatural. And then Elijah said, now if you people now are confessing that the Lord he is God, then don't let one of the 400 false prophets escape. He slaughtered every one of them.
And
when Jezebel heard it,
he
said, I will make you like one of the people you have caused to kill. Elijah ran away and hid himself as a man. He had fear like everybody fears death. See, under the anointing was a man. Huh? Outside of the anointing was a man, sorry. But under the anointing, it was God in the man. He was fearless. Can you imagine one man standing against 400 prophets and the whole nation? One man against the whole nation. Truly, alone with God is majority.
Amen.
Amen.
Take
a positive stand for God, even if you have to be alone. The Lord will stand with you. The Lord will always testify of truth.
Amen.
Well, there are many things that Elijah, he raised the dead and so on and so forth. But it came time and the Lord God spoke to Elijah, I'm going to take you home to rest. You have stood for me and I'm going to give you a supernatural jet to fly you from earth to glory. So God lowered a chariot and lifted his servant across Jordan, and Elijah was in glory. The healing power and all those supernatural gifts are not needed in heaven. So he dropped them down in the form of his mantle and he fell on Elisha, double portion. And that was still the anointing of Elijah on Elisha. There are so many things that we could say. The last stage that we hear of Elijah is in Revelation chapter 11. From verse 3 down, you hear of Elijah the last time. But right now, we are under the same Elijah anointing in the ministry of God's prophet, William Marion Branham, according to Malachi 4 Bible prophecy. So we are still in the season of the supernatural. Be expecting the supernatural in your life. What did I say? Be expecting supernatural things in your life. Don't be afraid of any challenge that will come your way. Remember, he's here. Elijah's God is with us today. He's here to will and do whatever we say. Behold, the bride of Christ in full array is here. Elijah's God is here. Are you singing with me? He's here. Elijah's God is with us today. He's here to will and do whatever we say. Behold, the bride of Christ in full Array is here. Elijah's God is here. Oh, she walks in step with the revealed word of this hour. She talks and demons flee before her very power. Behold, the bridegroom on his bride is here. Elijah's God is here. Oh, he's here. Elijah's God is with us today. He's here to will and do whatever we say. Behold, the bride of Christ in full array is here. Elijah's God is here. How many believe Elijah's God is here? Is here,
Elijah's God is here.
Sing it like you mean it.
He's here to will and do whatever we will say. Behold, the bride of Christ is full array. He's here, Elijah's God is here.
Is dance with the revealed of this hour. She talks and demons flee before her very power. Behold, the bridegroom united with his bride is here. Elijah's God is here.
It's here with us today.
Oh,
it's here to will and do whatever we will say. Behold, the bride of Christ is full. It's here.
Elijah's God is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid. No matter what comes your way, stand firm. God of Elijah will not forsake you. Feed this entire message into your soul. And God will not disappoint you. Do you know that what happened in this in the days of Elijah in the widow's house has repeated itself in our generation? I came and showed you a picture. Most of you are new, so maybe you never saw it. There's this Indian widow woman, a sister from India, who heard the entire message during a street campaign and believed
it.
Her husband died, and the church bought rice and different things for the sister, and they even rented a place for the widow. And each time she cooked the food, it came back again. And she thought it was normal with every Christian. So she went to church and heard of Elijah's story. And the widow woman's story of how they ate and ate and ate, the food was never getting finished. So she testified that the same thing is happening in my house. So they went to her house and she cooked for the church. They ate, they kept everything there, the bowls and the whatever. When they finished it and came back, it had all come back again.
Amen.
They ate and ate, and people flew from US, Canada, and different countries and went and tasted the food. And exactly 3.5 years, it stopped. Our message, we are not following stories, eh? We are following vindicated voice of God. Don't be ashamed of this entire message. What did I make a jam?
And
we can test for many things that happen in Brother Brown's ministry. Many supernatural things. And you are part of the supernatural message. So always be in expectation. Live right. Keep a pure heart. But expect the supernatural. Supernatural healing. Supernatural things. And in the great tribulation, Elijah and Moses will work together and they will bring the great tribulation about. Revelation chapter 11, you can go and read of it. The Lord bless you tonight. Hallelujah. Shall we bow down and say, Lord, I want to live in the supernatural kingdom of God. Let me never, oh Lord, let me never fear the supernatural. Let me believe you unto seeing supernatural things. Let my life be a testimony of your supernatural power. This entire message did not come in word only. It came in supernatural vindication. Supernatural solution. I believe the spoken word. I remember Timothy was with me. A sister died at Apramai, and I went with Timothy. It had rained. We went to open, and then the people started their ceremony morning. And when we hit the street, a young lady was staying with that old lady who had died. And a spirit had entered that young lady. And the girl was kind of under the anointing of that evil spirit. Was kind of dying. Timothy Okai, what happened? In the street. And everybody saw for where they were being praised. Saw for where they was. Can you imagine the disgrace? If I did not believe in the supernatural. But we stood our grounds, rebuked the enemy, and instantly the devil left the girl. And what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Don't tell me that the supernatural has left us. The supernatural God is with every true believer. Nobody has the monopoly on the Holy Ghost. If you open your heart, the Lord will use you to glorify His name. Whether you are a man or a woman, or a child or an adult, walk with the supernatural, and the Lord will never put you to shame. The Lord bless you. The Lord sustain you. The Lord uphold you with His victorious supernatural right hand. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? What are you telling the Lord Jesus tonight? Elijah, the prophet. His name means Elohim is Yahweh. The Lord, He is God. To me, I was Simon. I na aye lecturing. The bomb fire said, "Jeffrey, our spirit nasi." Fire bedroom pempen swa ye bedji wedi niye hu basa. Wa u basa si suna Israel phone ni uinien. Who can wo John chapter 10? Who say Simon ye mi niya? Enuma mi eninti. Mon ye mi ni evi se enuma no ene dimi wa dance ye. The supernatural that testifies of me. Yes, you say, your woman, pa, was it sanctioned? You be dear. One can say, eh, beer, was it a bit dear? It's a rather my end, not to a number one cheek. You be who bassa, you be who a new yam. Eshra ayeye entuntuni nkanfo enkawa woti ase dada. Amen. Baze sako de bra utatunyun bi. Mayenhu anu onya betuni yina yetuya na yetie nkaibo na fe. Ya mi de pa.
Ayeho abasanu eni onyani utumio ayeho se oliye oka yeho ayeho abasanu eni onyani utumio ayeho se oliye oka yeho
God's not dead, He is alive.
God's not dead,
He is alive.
God's not dead, oh,
He is alive.
I feel it in my soul, I feel it in my heart, I feel it in my feet, I feel him all over.
God is not dead.
God's not dead. Oh, He is alive. God's not dead. Oh, He is alive. God's not dead. Oh, He is alive. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my mind. I feel it in my soul. God's not dead. God's, oh, He's alive. God's not dead. Oh, He's alive. God's not dead. Oh, He's alive. I feel it in my heart. Oh, I feel it in my mind.
Hallelujah. Yankopon asese oma na atwi akwa busumi akwa pra beto yebi. Yankopon adom a ye nua be ma efrebo ama ene france efriye afrisia na adom na eba. Na enho aden de ye be no apaso. Ye be no happy home junction. Apaso happy home junction. Ntina asema don. Na yankopon adom so a ye nua bo ama nso dia nso e baso wo e wo Cambridge udru e Calvary Temple Assembly of God on ma come to one ma. A while with the assembly of God, as I've known him for your bachelor. I wasn't also a bus with Fernapa, Nuncia, a couple of Mununcia. Tinambois, the door obey your honor. To obey Frimbiana, Ufri and Abacon, Aquatiana, and do baby and Cabo Craon, Namasi. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Please don't forget your offering. Amen. God's not dead, oh, he's alive. God's not dead, oh, he's alive. God's not dead, oh, he's alive. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. God bless you. I feel it in my mind. God bless you. I feel it in my hope. Hallelujah. God's not dead. Oh, he's alive. God's not dead. Oh, he's alive. God's not dead. Oh, he's alive. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my mind. I feel it in my whole body. Oh, God's not dead. It's alive. Oh, God's not dead. It's alive. God's not dead. It's alive. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my mind. I feel it, oh, body.